We're talking to Byron York from the Washington Examiner. Byron, you were mentioning before that Steve Bannon, now that he's accused, effectively, Don Jr. of treason or treasonous behavior, we can expect to see him hauled before some committees. Who's going to do the hauling, and where do you expect he'll appear?
Well, you have three committees in Congress who are doing most of the investigating into the Trump-Russia affair. There's the two intelligence committees, House and Senate, plus the Senate Judiciary Committee. And you certainly had Democrats talking yesterday about wanting to hear from Bannon, because, you know, look, obviously if he characterized the meeting as treasonous, this is the July 2016 meeting between Donald Trump Jr.
Right.
and some Russians who had gotten in touch with him and promised dirt on Hillary Clinton, which they did not deliver. But I think investigators are going to want to know what evidence Bannon has to back this up. Now, Bannon was not in the campaign at that time. He wasn't part of the Trump campaign in July of 2016 when that happened. But he came later, and so they're going to ask, well, is there anything you learned? Is there any inside evidence? Is there any? Are you just kind of blowing smoke, or is there some evidence you know as an insider or a former insider about what happened? So I would be very surprised if some of those committees don't ask him about that. As far as the special counsel investigation is concerned, I don't know. Who knows what goes on with those guys?
Right.
But who knows? They might have some interest too. So Bannon had bragged about how he was not part of this investigation, didn't have a lawyer, and all that. But my guess is he'll have a lawyer after a while.
Byron, there are some other things that went on yesterday as well. Also in the news of news is Paul Manafort filed a lawsuit against the Justice Department and Robert Mueller. Can you tell us more about that? He charged for overreaching?
This is very interesting. You know, Mueller has played hardball with Manafort all along. We all remember that guns-drawn raid on his pre-dawn guns-drawn raid on his house to take evidence last year. And now, if you remember the Manafort indictment, so much of the Manafort indictment concerned business activities Manafort had engaged in the past 10 years, mostly ending in about 2014, some of it continuing through 2015 and 2016, but none of it appearing to have anything to do with Manafort's role in the Trump campaign or the Trump campaign itself. And so what Manafort has said is, look, you, Special Counsel Mueller, were appointed to investigate the Trump-Russia affair. You are venturing far afield with these charges against me for business activities a decade ago that have nothing to do with what you're supposed to be investigating. So he's actually filed suit. Now, you know, you would have to generally guess that that's not going to work. It is up to the judge in the case, basically.
Yep.
But it is interesting, and it might shake loose some information about whether Robert Mueller's charge has been expanded at some point or points in this investigation.
Well, speaking of shaking loose information, you have the congressional investigators been trying to get information on the Trump dossier for a while now, and there's some developments overnight about this. Devin Nunes releasing a statement. What happened yesterday?
Well, we found out yesterday that at 5 p.m., Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, and Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, we're going to go meet with Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. And you think, wow, what's that about? And basically what it's about is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, has been subpoenaing and trying to get information about the dossier. And they've gotten some information. It's been like pulling teeth.
Yep.
But they've gotten some, but not all, of what they asked for. And Nunes had demanded by yesterday that they turn over the rest of what has been subpoenaed. And clearly, Rosenstein and Ray were trying to go around Nunes, go meet directly with the Speaker of the House.
Yep.
And then after this meeting, there was a statement from Nunes saying that he will get everything that he has asked for.
Unbelievable.
We don't know exactly what went on in that meeting, but we do know in the past there's been another one of these times when Ryan came out and supported Nunes's efforts, and as a matter of fact accused the FBI and the Justice Department of, quote, stonewalling.
Well, it's good to see some progress. I'm sorry we're out of time here, Byron York. Really appreciate your insight this
morning.
Folks. All right, Byron York from the Washington Examiner.